Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're having a great visit with a new friend, Ken Huning. Ken's not going to be a new friend for long, folks. He's got a lot more to teach us, and I want to keep up with what he's working on. I'm really excited about, Ken, about your MyLegacy.com free social media platform. It's more values based, folks, and more based on what you want it to be than say a traditional a social media platform, which is all about they try to make it like it's if they make it sexy and compelling, like it's all for you. But the truth is, you know, if it were all for you, they wouldn't keep changing the rules, would they, Ken?
No, they have an objective, and the objective is to utilize you as the product.
Yeah, and don't ever be confused about that, folks, because that's not going to change. But back to a question I asked you a minute ago. Give us another 15-second tour of how your platform is different and what you're accomplishing. Then I want to ask you about the ancestry thing.
A couple things. One of them is, we organize your content based on the direction you take with it. So when you walk into a room to talk to somebody, you're going to go to the person who you're most interested in, and you're going to talk to them about the topic that you and they share most closely. That's real difficult to try and pattern in any kind of algorithm. In My Legacy, what you're able to do is to look at things that are posted by which friend is posting them, and also by which topic. So if you don't care about listening to a friend's politics or humor, mm-hmm. you don't have to read those particular posts.
Right. Right. Okay. So folks, just check it out. So just to hang out over there is free, right? Can I have an almost full experience for free?
You can.
Okay.
As I mentioned, there's some premium things that you'll get later.
Right. So folks, the part of this is you building a legacy. It's my legacy, and it's you having the ability to project a message or maybe even an asset into the future. And the asset thing, that's my idea. I'm not trying to say that's what he's offering right now, but to me, what you're doing, you can't be very far away from the ancestry searches that people are doing right now. So is that getting incorporated into what you're doing?
It does, but it does it in a different way. So if you look at ancestry, they have a real good focus on the records, the historical aspect of, you know, who was born, who died, what children they had, what those children did, you know, the family tree builder.
Right.
In our case, the way we're using it is that in other social media, when you pass away, you have to pass on those credentials. Otherwise, your account essentially dies.
Mm-hmm.
With My Legacy, what we do is, if you connect to me, say, as a brother, you're defined as family. And then anybody connecting to you that is a family member is, by definition, a family member to me. What My Legacy does is it allows access to your account from anybody that spawns out of these family trees.
Right.
So people are still able to view them without having to maintain credentials of the original account holder.
Ah. So even if
now
go ahead,
start
go
building
ahead.
A family tree.
Go ahead.
Oh, now you can start building a family tree from those relationships. So I can see who are the different people that are family that are connected to me
mm-hmm.
via those connections.
Can a long lost cousin plug in and we didn't know about them, and all of a sudden they've done some research and they plug in all of a sudden?
Sure. The long-lost cousin, let's say, is a family member of yours. You were my brother. So the fact that you and I connected, I pass away, and then they are now born and connect to you, allows them to have access into my legacy also.
Right. Now, see, that's the part. That's the longevity of this thing, isn't it? That's where the life and legs.
Correct. And
that's where the life and legs come into play even after death.
And we don't have to use an algorithm. That is just almost simple math. It's an
right.
association principle, right? You're associated to me, so therefore someone associated to you is associated to
right.
me.
Right. Is there any other platform out there like yours?
Currently, there's no one with the comprehensive family focus that
right.
that we have.
Right.
There is a social media aspect to ours, but there's people do one of, like Shutterfly, for instance, right. will do storage of media. But we mm-hmm. add the context, so you can add mm-hmm. the story to it. And if you have an older family member, you can use the microphone on your cell phone.
Right.
So when they talk into the cell phone, it auto-dictates
right.
the writing, so they don't have to write out their
right.
story.
Hey, Ken, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website again one more time.
It's www.mylegacy.com.
All right. Will you continue to be a resource for us?
We will look forward to that.
Look forward to having you back. Ken Huening, ladies and gentlemen, with MyLegacy.com. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.